The boys began their last-minute preparations, chattering excitedly. "Hi there, losers," sneered Snotlout, a tall, mean boy with nostrils so large you could stick a cucumber up them. Toothless had actually done this once, and the repellent beginnings of a moustache sprouting on his upper lip like a little hairy caterpillar. "I hope Ickle Baby Hiccup has been practising his doggy paddle then." He gave Hiccup a big shove that sent him sprawling in the sand.
"Huh, huh, huh,"
snorted Dog's Breath the Durbrain, Snotlout's equally unpleasant sidekick. Dog's Breath looked rather like a gorilla in goggles who had been overdoing it with the doughnuts.
"Very funny, Snotlout," replied Hiccup, spitting sand out of his mouth.
"You guys are normally so good at coming in last," sneered Snotlout. "In fact, this may be your only opportunity ever to come in first for once. Just try and at least go out of your depth, won't you, before you crawl back to the beach like the pathetic, cowardly little plankton you are. You don't want to embarrass us proper hooligans more than you actually have to. Nice armbands, fish legs, by the way."
And Dog's Breath took the pot of slimy green blubberwing goo Fishlegs was holding in his hands and poured it over Fishlegs's head before strolling off with Snotlout, who had a rather basic sense of humour and was laughing so hard he could barely walk.
"I hope a dark breather gets him,"
said Fishlegs gloomily, taking off his glasses and trying to rub off the blubberwing fat with the edge of his swimmers, but only succeeding in smearing it all over the glass so that they were impossible to see through.
"It would just spit him out again," replied Hiccup, even more gloomily,
trying to rub the sand off himself, but completely failing because the blubberwing fat was so sticky.
"I bet he tastes horrible."
"Pa-rap!"
A musician from the murderous tribe sounded the horn to summon the competitors to gather for the beginning of the swimming race.